What can you tell us about your own experience and diagnosis with prostate cancer?
Well, I was diagnosed back in 2014, and prostate cancer is kind of sneaky, and a lot of times men who don't get checked frequently will find out when the disease has taken hold. Early detection is always the key. I went for a test in July back in 2013, I think it was, and then in November, I went back for another test, and I had a Gleason score of 8, which is pretty significant. So my biopsies were all positive, and I had to make some pretty radical decisions, you know, which I did. And I've been going through treatment now. I've had all the initial treatments, and now I'm on another program. But the thing I can tell you about prostate cancer is there is a way forward. There always is a way forward, and early detection is probably the best idea when it comes to prostate cancer. 1 in 9 Canadian men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and programs like Plaid for Dad and things that the Canadian Cancer Society are doing now, and the Prostate Cancer Atlantic Canada funding money into research, that's all very important, you know, because prostate cancer is the third leading cause of death among Canadian men. And, you know, when you're sitting in your doctor's office and he tells you that you have prostate cancer, it's a shocker, you know, for me, and I know for many of the men I know who've had prostate cancer, and you realize that you're on this journey, this road, and you live with it, and you start taking the necessary steps to fight this disease.
So today is Plaid for Dad Day. What can you tell us about the campaign and its awareness?
Well, it's a great campaign. You know, there are so many campaigns. Well, I say so many. There are a few large campaigns for prostate cancer, but this one is a huge one. In June, workplaces and employees get together, and they wear the plaid, and they raise money for prostate cancer research. And because of that, a tremendous amount of progress has been made against prostate cancer. And I can't tell you, you know, from where I was diagnosed in 2014, the treatments and the drugs they have come up with from the monies raised through this research leaps and bounds now, just incredible. So the funds raised are invested into this groundbreaking prostate cancer research and support programs that help Canadian men. And there's a couple of partners who are helping us out. I want to do a shout out to the folks at Titleist and FootJoy, because they've designed a golf ball package featuring the Plaid for Dad logo and a custom golf shoe with a blue motif on it, respectively. And they're going to donate 10% of the proceeds from retail purchases of these items to the Canadian Cancer Society. And Janssen Incorporated are donating $5 for every photo shared on social media. You're following me on Twitter this morning on Facebook. I've got a few pictures up there. So $5 from every photo shared on social media today with the hashtag Plaid for Dad, that will go up to a maximum of $20,000. So if you're wearing plaid today, use that hashtag, please. And Ben, the most important thing I want to leave men with this morning, you know, I know it's not something that men like to talk about. When you mention prostate cancer, when you talk about the physical exam that men have to have or getting their PSA checked, a lot of men dismiss it. If there's prostate cancer in your family history, once you get past your mid-40s, you should be talking to your doctor about that. You should have the physical exam. You should get your PSA checked regularly, because the thing that saves the majority of Canadian men is early detection. And I'm not saying that if it's detected later, it can't be cured, but early detection is always the best way forward with this. And I want to mention one other thing. You know, we talk about the doctors in Newfoundland and Labrador. We have some of the best urologists and some of the finest oncologists worldwide. As a matter of fact, there's some groundbreaking research being done here by oncologists at the Dr. H. Bliss Murphy Cancer Center. And I won't name their names because I didn't get their permission to talk about that. But they are doing some incredible research. And, you know, if you are diagnosed, you are in good hands here.
And Brian, I was really glad you brought up the importance of men getting checked early on, but you're also involved in the Ride for Dad. When might that go ahead this year, and how does that one work?
That's another one that we do, and we've been doing that. Of course, COVID kind of threw a wrench into all of that, but we're hoping that in September we will be proceeding with another Ride for Dad, and I've been in touch with the committee, and they've asked me to come back as the honorary ride captain again this year. So that's all of these men and women on motorcycles, and there are quite a few, and we do a ride. They raise funds. There's prizes, and it's a great chance to get together, and it starts in the morning with a huge ride, and then it carries on. They have a what they call a poker run that runs through the Avalon, areas on the Avalon. Some riders will be riding on their own this year, so you can find out more about that if you just Google Ride for Dad, Newfoundland and Labrador. The Avalon chapter will have some information up on that, but that's another program that is very near and dear to my heart. So all of this matters greatly to men who are of that age, and certainly for men who are diagnosed with prostate cancer. And if you are diagnosed or just getting diagnosed, you're not alone. And there are lots of men out there who can talk to you and help you along your way. It's something that that we do. And I would suggest, the biggest or the best message or the most important message I can leave you with this morning is get checked. Go to your doctor and get checked. Get checked frequently.
VOCM's own Brian O'Connell, thank you for this and for spreading awareness for men's prostate cancer.
Thanks, Ben.